Welcome. You are listening to a worship service from First Baptist Church, Lenoir City, Tennessee. We're joining the service already in progress. Believe, belong, become.
cry for help rising up. God, we are calling out, praying now, prepare for us. We are waiting in the darkness that so long has covered us. Yet you promised that a day would come, you'd rescue us. The old said a virgin would conceive a son, mighty Prince of Peace. We long to see him come. We don't deserve it, but you said you won't abandon us. Visit us, live with us. God, you must deliver us. We know the shame and the pain of when you had to judge. You turned away, and yet your grace has kept its grip on us. Is this the day that we behold your faithfulness? Holy One, return. Come and be God with us. There is no joy.
Life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
Thank you.
true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
And receive. He gave his life. stand and to join with us in singing praise to the risen King. Would you stand and let's sing?
Joyful, joyful we are.
joy all the earth. Those of us whose hearts are given to Him, we have a glad heart. We have reason to celebrate His love for us and our salvation found only through Him. Let's continue to sing together a new hymn that we began to learn as a church a few weeks ago. How glad the heart. Let's sing it together.
How glad the heart that hears the song of angels to His glory. Be they one.
veiled in flesh, the majesty and holiness of our great King, into the weakness of our dust with us to dwell. Jesus, our
find me where I am.
are celebrating this day. We're celebrating the love of God. The fact that God in His love has not forgotten us. Our service of worship here today would not be complete without the lighting of the third, the Advent candles. Two candles, of course, have already been lit. 2 weeks ago, we lit the hope candle, and last week, the peace candle. And today, we light the love candle at this time. I remind you that the greatest verse in all the Bible is about God's love for us. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I love that verse because it summarizes what Christmas is all about. I love that verse because it summarizes what John was trying to say to us in the opening words of his gospel. When he told us that all who believe in the name of Jesus Christ have the right to become the children of God. Because God loved us so much that He sent His Son into this world to give His life on an old rugged cross that our sins might be forgiven, that we might be gloriously saved. That is what we celebrate this day. I hope each and every person here today has experienced the love of God made possible through Jesus Christ in Christmas. But Christmas has no meaning without Easter. For Jesus Christ was born to die. And die He did on that old rugged cross. He died for my sins and your sins. And He came back to life. He can boldly proclaim that His victory over sin and over death and over hell has made possible the fact that you and I can live forever in a wonderful place called heaven. As long as I live, I'll never forget what I heard an evangelist say when I was just a little boy. He was preaching away, and he said, "This is how much God loves you. If you were the only person to ever live in this world, God would have still sent His Son Jesus to come and die on the cross for your sins." That, my friend, is God's love for you. And so in just a moment, I'm going to ask us bow our heads when I lead us in a word of prayer, and we're going to sing. And we want to give each and every person here the opportunity to respond to the love of God. We never want to conclude a service of worship at First Baptist Church where we don't proclaim the gospel and give people an opportunity to respond. As you prepare your heart, I leave you with these words, words that we have sung in this church so many times. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. For mercy there was great and grace was free. And pardon there was multiplied to me. And there, my burning soul found liberty. If you do not know Jesus, my friend, you can have no greater victory this day than to surrender your heart to God's Son. Let Him become your Savior and your Lord. I ask you to pray with me at this time. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory for all that Jesus Christ has done for us. For the fact that He came into this world as that spotless Lamb of God. The fact that He continued to live a sinful life. That He used His time in this world to teach us, to instruct us, to encourage us, to heal us. The most important thing He did in this world was give His life an atonement for our sins, that we might be made whole, and that we might have life eternal and life abundant. That we celebrate today because that is love. Love unspeakable. Thank you for Jesus Christ. And I pray today, Lord, if there be any person here today who needs to give their heart to Jesus, to become a born-again believer, a follower of Jesus Christ, that they would take this opportunity, Lord, in just a moment when we stand and sing, and Lord, that they would take this opportunity to come forward to inquire about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And if Christians here today, Lord, have any desire to pray at the altar or speak with a minister or any other need that needs to be touched, Lord, we want your Spirit to be reign among us. We give this time to you as we are bid to do. We pray our prayer in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Once again, December finds us gathered here. There's childlike wonder in the air tonight. So let every longing heart be filled with cheer, and every troubled heart be healed.
Oh,